Buff's not a dirty player by any means. He plays hard. He's a big body, and you know, most of the time guys are just bouncing off of him. He's not a guy that is a dirty player. So definitely didn't mean to do that. You know, he's not out there to injure guys.
The idea that you guys could be without him, I mean, does it help in a sense that you guys have already been in this situation before? I mean, it's nothing new if you guys end up. If he ends up having to sit out,
No matter who's in and out of our lineup, we know how we need to play and what we need to do. It's not an easy road, but we know that we can do it. No matter who's in or out, we've proved that all season. So we're just looking forward to moving on and having a good game against Vancouver.
How do you approach these final five games?
Same way we have been, just concentrating on one at a time, getting 2 points. We need these points badly, and you know, it's tough losing a couple in a row, but we did some really good things and put ourselves in a good spot to win. It's just a matter of closing out games, and we need to do that going forward.
Is it good to have a few days off between games at this point of the season, or would you rather sort of?
Well, I think it's good and bad. I think for some guys, they need, you know, battling different aches and pains, and you need a couple days to recover. I'd rather just play, you know, mentally it's nice just to play and move on right away. But we got to take these couple days and take advantage of them. We had a really good skate today. Yesterday was recovery day. You know, at this time of year, every team's got guys battling different things. So give those guys a little bit extra rest, and we'll be ready.
If Jay does come into the lineup, what does he bring to this team?
He brings a lot. You know, he's a guy that he came in and played really well as soon as he got here. He's a big body, plays well defensively, can kill penalties for us, and also you know, had a little bit of PP time when he was playing. So brings a pretty complete game to our team.
Did you see any similarities in how these last two games ended in terms of how you guys were playing in those final minutes?
No, I don't think. I mean, you can't really compare the Chicago game and the New York game. I mean, Chicago game, we had that unfortunate incident, but maybe after that goal, you might be able to compare it. I mean, you still need to find a way to win. I thought the third period against New York, we had some chances. I mean, we were pushing. We weren't just hanging on. I mean, I thought we pushed and had a few chances, but at the end of the day, it's tough, yeah, to give up one there. But yeah, I don't know. I don't, those two games, I can't really compare.